Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a time, hour number 2 of the program. Priscilla, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in San Francisco today. That's where the Padres are enjoying an off day. The calm before the storm, off day before you set down for the run for the finish line. 15 games to go for the Padres starting tomorrow against the Giants. Scraby's alongside here in the Odyssey Palace, and since I've never had a chance to work down in South Florida, I'm excited to say that today's program also serves as the pregame show for Miami Dolphins football. Booed off the stage for that one. Dolphins and Bills is coming up after our show today.
Someone asked me the story about how you became a Dolphins fan, and I told them, and they're like, "You're lying."
What?
And
I'm not. Did I watch a show on Dolphins when I was a little kid and I liked them?
Yes, they think I'm lying every time. They're like, "That can't be the reason."
What would make more sense?
You growing up in South Florida?
Pops liked the Dolphins. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. That story is not unbelievable, but it's not the norm.
Tony, look at me in the camera. Am I the norm? Please.
I'm surprised you're not wearing your Tua Tagovailoa jersey.
My Tua jersey, maybe tomorrow if he performs worthy of it.
Oh, Adam and I,
I'll dig it out of the mothballs.
Came up with a great costume for Pat McAfee show person AJ Hawk. All he needs to do is put a Tua jersey on, and he's AJ Hawk Tua.
Ah,
that is amazing.
Not bad. You came up with that?
Adam and I came up with it
you
together.
You guys work together?
Yes.
What are you, a comedy writing team now?
Yes, yes, we are.
You and Adam Klug?
AJ Hawk Tua would be amazing.
That's pretty funny, Scraby. Oh, I got to give you a credit on that one.
Thank
you.
Is it, though?
No, but I'm trying to make him feel better. Trying to make him feel better.
That's fair.
Bills and Dolphins, we'll talk about some of the little wagers going on as our Daily Gambit gets here in a moment. I did touch on this in the open of the show. So here's the rundown for those who, you know, are keeping track. And I'm keeping track now because, you know, the season's on the line. And who do the Padres and their opponents play down the stretch? We got the Padres, we know. They're at San Francisco, home to Houston. Got the White Sox.
Houston.
White Sox. And then it finishes tough for the Padres, right? At Dodgers, at Arizona. Those last six. And here's Arizona's schedule. They got Milwaukee this weekend at home.
Tough one.
They go to Colorado. Could mess up their bullpen. They go to Milwaukee for four next weekend.
Another tough one.
Yeah, and they finish at home with the Giants and then, of course, the Padres. So that's Arizona's schedule. The Mets, I think, have the toughest on paper. They're at Philadelphia this weekend. They get a little respite with Washington at home. Then they're home for the four-gamer with the Phillies, and they finish at Atlanta, at Milwaukee. Ooh. So that's the Mets. Yes. That's a tough go.
That's a tough one.
And the Dodgers, Atlanta. This is a big weekend for the Padres in the sense they could open up some ground on Atlanta because Atlanta's home this weekend for four, but against the Dodgers. So, you know, Atlanta's, we'll see. They have it a little better after that at Cincinnati, at Miami, and then the Braves finish at home with the Mets and the Royals. And I think the Royals could be interesting because they could be right in the middle of a battle themselves. So, 100%. You know, it's fun to talk about. The bottom line is Padres go win your games and you don't have to worry about what everybody else is doing. But I like to look at this stuff and, you know, you got the Mets playing seven games against the Phillies and three games in Atlanta. You know, one chance you'll have to pick up some ground is when the Mets are playing Atlanta because somebody will have to lose.
Right.
Anyway, we'll see how it all turns out. Right now, the Padres are a half game behind the Diamondbacks. They are a game and a half up on the Mets and 2.5 up on the Braves. All right, go ahead.
Who do the Diamondbacks play tonight?
They're playing. They're not on tonight. Everybody's off tonight.
Oh, they're off. Okay.
Yes, everyone's off. It's our chance to, like I said, deep breath, and then starting tomorrow, it's go time. So. The standings will not change tonight as far as the wild card picture.
If I really wanted to, and I loved more baseball, I could go watch the Giants play the Brewers tonight.
Boy, that would really be kind of an interesting move from somebody that sees 162 games a year.
Yeah, that's if I wanted to. I'm not going to do that. I thought I'd throw that
out
there.
Call Blake Snell.
Yeah, Blake
could give me some good tickets.
Yeah, be right there,
that's
there Tony.
Good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Go enjoy it.
But then I turn this three game series into a four game series. So I think I will pass on that.
Logan Webb said he's going to do everything in his power to convince Blake Snell to stay with the Giants. So if he's coming back to the Padres, he's got to go through Logan Webb.
Listen, Blake certainly wouldn't mind coming back to the Padres. I know that to be fact.
His $35 million salary.
He's also very well aware that things may be tight. So
he has got to be, you know, the best but craziest pitcher in baseball. Because you honestly don't know what you're going to get. Last night he just went out there and just struck out eight, no problem. Won the game easy. Game before he made it through one inning, and then was out of the game.
42 pitches,
right? And he was out of there. You just don't know. But there is, I would say, when they're on and their stuff is really working. Blake Snell, Dylan Cease might be the best two pitchers in the whole thing.
Yeah, the right-handed or left-handed version of each other.
Yeah,
cannot
hit those guys when they're on. So, all right, Scraby, you ready for a little Daily Gambit stuff? We got some games to look at.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on the show. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Tony, I don't believe you were here the other day, but someone last weekend put down 10 cents on like seven first touchdown scores of the NFL games on Sunday, and it was like plus 13 million odds. This person got it right. And
wow.
They got paid out because they bet 10 cents. They got paid out $13,000.
Well, first of all, that is the kind of betting that I'm interested in.
Right? Yeah, 10 cents costs a dime.
10 cents for 13 grand.
Who's even carrying around a dime anymore?
It's an electronic transaction.
Well, that's the beauty. You can find that in your car, the carpet. The couch, you can find a dime anywhere. So, you know, you got it.
Chris, do you have a dime on you right now?
I don't.
I may. Let me see.
I got one in my backpack.
Loose change. Loose change in the backpack as a traveling man is a very important thing. All right. Let's get into a Padres and Mariners last night. Over under 7 runs in the game. Chris went under. I went over. And it pushed 5-2, 7 runs.
Advantage push.
Right, King or Wu, who pitched more innings? Chris said Wu, I said King. Wu did 6 2/3.
Yep.
Of nearly perfect baseball.
Yeah.
Blake Snell over under 7.5 strikeouts last night. Chris and I went over. He had 8 in 5 innings, I believe. Aces, 4.5-point favorites over the Fever last night. Chris and I chose the FIVA. The Aces won 86-75, so we lost that one. Asia Wilson over under 26.5 points. We both went over, and she did go over by 0.5 point.
She also became
points.
The all-time leading scorer in the league.
And there you go.
That's a big night for Asia Wilson.
Final one, Caitlin Clark over under 22.5 points. Chris said under, I said over. Should have followed Chris because she had 16 points.
Now, we're doing well this week, but I'm 11-4. So we go into today's action.
The bed man.
Yeah, right. Well, that's last week I was like 2-11, so it always evens out, believe me. Tonight, we'll start with Dolphins, Bills, over under 48 points for these guys.
I keep forgetting. Where is this game?
It's in Miami tonight.
Oh, Tyreek Hill, better watch out.
48 points. Yeah, hopefully Tyreek has made it to the game safely.
At this point, the way guys is playing after being arrested, we just might have to change the flu game to the arrest
the
game.
Scheffler
went out and shot like a 66. Tyreek had 7 for 130. Yeah. Nah, I'm just joking. We don't want to do that.
Let's not do that. Last two times these teams have played in Miami, it's actually been a lower scoring game, if that matters to you. Scraby, who would you go on here?
What was the
48
number?
Points.
So like 27, 24.
You need 7 touchdowns to beat that.
I you know what? The Bills... Bill's defense is not as good as people think, so I'm going to say over.
Over. I'm going to go over, too. I just kind of have a feeling. I agree with you. The Bills is not the same defensively.
No.
And I know Josh Allen's going to score points. Tony, what do you want to do here?
Over.
Over. Josh Allen, passing yardage plus running yardage. 283.5. That's a lot.
283.5.
That's a lot. But it is Josh Allen, and as I said earlier, he's been Player of the Week 5 times following games against the Dolphins.
That's a great stat.
That's annoying. That's an annoying stat.
Everything about it.
Yeah, 283. He might get that rushing today. I'll go over. Tony?
Yeah, 5 straight. That's the thing that tipped it over. Yeah, I'm going over too.
It's great.
I'm going to go under.
All right. Take a shot.
Yeah.
Loser.
Why not?
Loser.
Who's going to complete more passes tonight, Tony? Josh Allen or Tua? Completions only, not yardage.
I'm going Tua.
Tua there. Scrape?
Yeah, I got to go Tua because he only throws it like 3 yards down the field.
You know, I'm not taking that personally. I'm taking that as, yes, no kidding. Stop calling that play.
the drag route?
The one. It's not a drag route. It's one step and throw it to the sideline.
You're talking about the screen. They do it all the time.
It is so annoying.
It's their version of a running play.
No, you're right.
They just want 3 yards out of it.
And that's all they get out of it. So stop doing it. Hate that play.
Which do you hate more, that play or the fade to the back of the end zone?
The fade.
Okay.
Yeah, the fade's the worst play in football.
From the 1 yard line, a little fade.
It's the worst play in football.
Have to have a Randy Moss. This is a, or
right.
A Calvin
it worked
Johnson.
With Randy Moss, but nobody has those guys anymore.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill's not.
No, Tyreek's not your guy for this play. He is your guy for this particular pick, though. 95.5 yards over under receiving. That's a high number for Tyreek. 95.5. Scraby.
He's going over that.
Yeah, he's over.
Over?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going over.
All right, I'm going to be the contrarian.
You just said the Buffalo Bills defense ain't as good anymore.
All right, but 90, I'm just going
and
with
the secondary is very young.
Wait, 95. Make sure I understand. 95.5
receiving yards.
Receiving yards.
Yeah.
Receiving
you
yards.
You think that's high?
I do. For any wide receiver, guys don't average 100 yards a game.
But he averages about 120 yards a game.
Well, last week he got that. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under anyway. Tony's going over. No problem. All right, this is one of our, for Scraby. There is a college football game tonight. Right. South Alabama against Division II Northwestern State. Scraby likes these because the spread.
Northwestern State or North Dakota State?
Northwestern State.
Oh, wow.
The
directional.
Directionals. The spread is 37.5
for Northwestern State.
No, South Alabama. They're the Division I team.
Ah,
Northwestern State's the Division II team.
Scraby. Ah.
I've never heard of Northwestern State in football.
That's why I was very confused.
But so I was talking about the South Alabama part. You're like, ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, South Alabama. For totally remember
you know
now.
What? I'm scratching this out. Who cares about that?
Wait, what?
Oh, you want to bet on it?
No, go ahead.
It's kind of silly. WNBA, this is a better one. My favorite player, Rike Ogunbowale of Dallas. taking on Breanna Stewart of New York. Which player scores more points tonight? I'm up first. I'm always going to go with my pal, Ogunbowale, the All-Star Game MVP. But Breanna Stewart's awfully good. Tony.
Give me Ogunbowale as well.
Another one for Ogunbowale. Scraby, make it a sweep.
I'm not making fun of the name. I think I've spelled it three different ways.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it. But
Breanna Stewart.
I'm going to go with Breanna there.
He just didn't want to say her name.
Right.
Oh, I can say Ogunbowale. I just can't spell it.
Say it three times fast.
Ogunbowale, Ogunbowale, Ogunbowale.
It was
getting a little weird in the middle.
It was getting a little sketchy at the end there. One more for baseball tonight because the baseball world always has to stop and turn in the direction when the Yankees play the Red Sox.
Oh, yes.
They're playing tonight in New York.
No, they don't, Tony says.
Seems like they do.
No, I don't even. Does anybody check in for the Yankees and Red Sox anymore? Like,
no.
I can't even tell you. I can barely tell you how many. Who's on the Red Sox at this point?
I know Jaron Duran.
That's it. That's the only one I can tell you for sure.
Gale Devers.
Chris
said Gale Devers.
I know. Chris
way.
Said Gale Devers yesterday, trying to say Rafael Devers.
Made me think of Gale Devers, the old sprinter from San Diego.
All right, we got to go to break.
Yankees or Red Sox? Who do you like? Scraby. 1.5 runs, Yankees favored.
Ooh, 1.5 runs changes.
Give me the Bronx Bombers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Yankees, too.
Yanks, I'll take the Sox. And we'll take a break. We got an interview coming up. Sean Cole, who is the baseball coach at San Diego State, on the big move to the Pac-12. Find out what coaches around the Mesa are thinking when we get back after some traffic.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, iXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. iXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
322 on the dial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Talking move from the Mountain West to the Pac 2+4. So, yeah, I'm going to try to come up with a different way to call it every single time I say it for the rest of the show. We also have Thursday Night Football following. Chris's Dolphins taking on the Buffalo Bills. Should be a fun one. This is actually a good Thursday night matchup. Now, this is how they trick you, though. They give you the good ones first, maybe the second week. Then they typically start to kind of head downhill, and then towards the back end of the season, they kind of pick up again. You get lucky.
I think it's Jets, Patriots next week. Al Michaels will start complaining next week. Remember, he's the Thursday night guy in Prime
That's
Video. He
right.
doesn't like the schedule every year. These games are terrible, says Al.
He's not a fan of the games. Specifically last year he had to call. Was it 2 years ago?
He was whining, I can't remember which pretty big.
We are trying to get baseball head coach Sean Cole on the phone. Talk to him a little bit about, you know, what he thinks this means for his baseball program up on the Mesa.
I'd imagine if I'm a coach, I'm much happier to go in and say I'm in the Pac-12 than in the Mountain West. And, you know, it's going to matter who they are able to attract. But I think they think they're going to be able to attract some teams, some schools. And I don't see why they shouldn't. Like I said, if you're in the Big 12, I don't know what your necessary connection is when you don't feel like flying to West Virginia and Central Florida every year. You know, and being out on the West Coast. It's going to get older for Arizona State when they start making these East Coast trips. I think they're going to realize, especially in the minor sports, Tony. We're just thinking about it. We think about it on football and men's basketball terms, but
yeah,
you're going to fly your rowing team to Central Florida? And what are you going to do? So yeah. I could see them being able to interest some of these schools and coming back out. I hope so anyway. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. We do have head coach for the San Diego State Aztecs baseball team, Sean Cole, on the line. Sean, how are you? How's your day going?
It's been great. I got up at 5:45, really excited for this announcement, and been on the phone and text messages ever since.
Sean's in his second year, well, will be in his second year at the helm for the baseball team. And, Sean, I mean, I know you've been on the phone a lot this morning. My first question is, did you have any clue that this was coming prior to yesterday? If so, how did you begin to prepare? Obviously, you couldn't make any moves until yesterday, but, I mean, right. You talked about being on the phone. How has things kind of changed already, if they have?
Well, from a recruiting standpoint, it's definitely going to change the landscape. It's going to allow us to have a further reach nationally and also hopefully be able to entice some Southern California players to stay close to home and play in the Pac-12 instead of going to the other side of the country. So the other side of just the conversations alone is just sheer excitement for San Diego State and the athletic program. And this is just – it's going to catapult the athletic department into a whole nother level of competing consistently for national championships. San Diego State's already been doing that, but this is just going to make the future even brighter for us.
Sean, was there a lot of discussion inside the athletic department? I mean, are coaches let in on this kind of stuff? I'm talking months ago, you know, a couple of months ago that, you know, this is something J.D. Wicker, maybe even when he brought you in on as head coach, was he already, you know, dreaming about this day?
J.D.'s been working diligently on this for a long time. Same with the president. There's always been conversation, but there was a lot of unknown, just what direction Washington State and Oregon State was going to decide to go with this and what schools they were going to reach out to or universities to invite into the conference and if it was even going to happen. I think everybody knew that a decision had to be made somewhere within the time frame of this upcoming year, but just nobody knew really what was going to happen.
Sean Cole joins us here, San Diego State head baseball coach, on the Mesa. And so, Sean, let's talk. Let's play this out. You are making phone calls to recruits, mm-hmm. and the news is out there. You're telling them, all right, we're moving out of the Mountain West to the Pac-6-2, however you want to frame it. And I would imagine the next question is, Coach, this conference isn't what it was when it was the Pac-12. How do I know that this is on the up and up? What is your response to that for a student athlete?
I think one advantage I have is I was in the Pac-12. I started in the Pac-10 as a coach at the University of Arizona, and I can speak on the tradition of the conference. I know there's going to be different names in there, but it's still going to be tied to the West Coast. We're going to be able to talk to them about travel because there's some teams on the West Coast that now have to travel across the country, different time zones. It's going to impact their ability to be in class. They're going to miss a lot more class. We can touch on that. We can touch on the fact of mom and dad being able to come pretty much to all your games. And then also just the tradition of West Coast cities, West Coast competition. That's something that I think that in the last couple of years, people had in question, what's the West Coast going to look like? What's a Power 5 conference going to look like? Is there even going to be one? And now that that's established and there's the potential that it's going to be 8 teams, 10 teams, 12 teams, those are things I'm not sure of, but there's potential for growth to add more teams. I just think it's a big win for San Diego State, the city of San Diego, our student athletes, and the entire West Coast.
Sean Cole is with us from the San Diego State baseball team. We're excited. He's excited. The Aztecs are into the Pac-12, and I do agree, and Tony and I both saying this opens up a lot of doors, a lot of avenues. Heading into your second year at San Diego State, Sean, what did you take from year one, and what are you most looking forward to, you know, doing here and accomplishing in year two and moving forward?
Sure. Good question. You know, last year, and a lot of the interviews that I had, I talked about it being a foundational year for us. And, you know, 17 wins was definitely not what we were looking for or anticipating, but I still believe there were a lot of positives. We finished strong. We played a lot of young guys. They're now going to be sophomores, and to see them grow and take a step forward this year. And then the young group that we just brought in, some freshmen and some key transfers, I think are really going to push us forward. So this year is the foundational year is set, and this year is a year to take a step forward and get this program back to where it was and where it has been in the history of the program and what the previous coaches have done here. It's our job to continue to build on that and grow it.
There's so many kind of moving pieces as it pertains to college sports in general. Now, we've learned a little bit about Duke, and, you know, I'm not sure how that came into play in terms of this program or the programs being in the Mountain West. Does it change now that you're moving into the Pac-12? I mean, at least from what I've read, in certain situations, you know, rosters are expanded because scholarship is more available. Does the move in conference change that dynamic for San Diego State, and particularly the baseball side?
I think it does. I think it just elevates the brand. I think it elevates opportunities to recruit players that maybe we could get in the room and have conversations with them, but they were going to pick a Power 5 conference to go play in. And now having that in our back pocket, we should be able to entice more talented players to come here, or at least a larger number of them. And then on the other side of it, and Tony, you and I have had some of these conversations already, I would hope that donor excitement and alumni excitement increases, and we start getting a few more checks coming in.
Did you hear that, Tony?
I certainly did. I certainly did. That is one of the bonuses. You move into a conference like that, people feel a little bit differently about hearing Pac-12 versus Mountain West. We certainly hope that translates. Sean, as always, man, appreciate you coming on. We got to get to commercial, but you and I will chat a little bit later on this evening. But thanks for your time again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Cole, San Diego State, San Diego State's baseball head coach, on the line there, kind of, you know, sharing his excitement for the Pac-12 move from the Mountain West.
The more I'm talking about it out loud, the more I'm liking this.
Yeah.
When I first read it, I was a little bit laissez-faire about it. I was like, okay, but it's still only six teams. But the more we've talked about it, now having a coach on and, you know, Kirk detailing some of the things, to me, it's a nice open avenue right now, and I'm kind of excited to see where it's going to go. Whereas with the Mountain West, I knew that wasn't going anywhere.
So, I mean, we had pretty much stopped talking about conference moving because we knew that the Mountain West wasn't – seems like the Mountain West was making it difficult at times for the Aztecs to move up out of there. And so it was interesting. I did find it interesting that Kirk said, you know – having talked to both parties, you know, recently, none of this was mentioned. So it did seem like it kind of came on pretty quickly here in the last, as he said, 72 hours.
It's all good.
It's a little awkward having the Mountain West president at your game on Saturday and then saying 3 days later, hey, peace out.
Yeah, it's probably not that awkward. She, I mean, they had to know that this was a possibility. The Mountain West is just stuck where they are stuck.
Or maybe these were like last-ditch effort talks in the form of a Mountain West president visit.
Certainly could have been. All right, let's get to break. Where are we going next, Greg?
Oh, we got the Big Five.
Oh, ho, ho.
I have a question about the Padres' catching situation in 2025 that you both are going to have to answer.
Here we go. Borg, Wynn, and Chris on the other side.
Wynn and Chris continues on San Diego's number one sports talk station. 97.3 The Fan. If you love Mediterranean food, I do. Try Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, spiroscuisine.com. We have an hour to go on the show today. Then it's Thursday night football. But before that hour is up, we will have our weekly NFL Pick'em segment. Week 2 coming up, Tony Gwynn Jr. versus Chris Ello. We'll have the results of Week 1. And we'll let you know what we got for Week 2 on our picks. We'll also give you our Survivor Pool picks, because he's been eliminated. Reaction to that, Scrape?
Tony's waving bye to me in the camera.
The Bengals did it to a lot of people last week, that is for sure.
I cannot believe that the Bungles took me out.
They didn't. The Patriots did.
The Patriots might not win another game this year. It doesn't matter.
Tony, am I reading a correct story here before we get to the Big Five that Dave McMenamin, who covers the Lakers for ESPN, saying that there's rumblings about LeBron James coming back with the Lakers? In the wake of the hiring of J.J. Redick and some of the other things that happened.
Like he wants out?
It doesn't say he wants out. It just says that he signed his contract in July, 2 years, $104 million extension. But now it says more questions have surfaced after this summer. I don't know. You follow way closer. Are there any questions, Tony, or no? I mean, training camp is 3 weeks away for the NBA. Yeah. Are you hearing any of this?
Oh my gosh, no.
This whole time, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's been talking, and we can't hear him.
Sorry.
That's excellent. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Excellent. I thought that you had heard me and just kind of...
Weren't paying attention, yeah.
Just poo-pooed me.
But no, not at all.
Clearly, Scrape had me plotted down.
It's the first time today.
No, I don't think there's any question. I think this is one of those, there's nothing else to write. ESPN needs me to write something. I just got off my honeymoon. Let me go ahead and raise some eyebrows. Because he really, I mean, the title of it is LeBron 80s Quests and Trades.
Yeah.
What lies ahead. Yeah. I don't know that that's still an issue. He already signed the deal. He ain't going nowhere. So, you know, we'll see.
And they just drafted his son.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think the quest, for AD, as he mentions in this, is he wants to win Defensive Player of the Year. J.J. Redick taking over at the helm is going to ask LeBron to shoot more threes.
Boo, J.J. Redick. Boo, J.J. Redick. And if he doesn't like it, he can swear at me. It's all right.
He will.
And then I think that's really what the story's about. It's more about there were some questions going into the offseason. Those have been answered in terms of will he stay, will he go, but how will they look as players under J.J. Redick? So,
yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. After having a lot of reservation about J.J. Redick, I have now turned the corner and
you're
I'm pulling for J.J. Redick.
You're on the train.
Let's go, J.J.
According
we
to
need you, buddy.
Off-season picks, Oklahoma City Thunder are kind of the favorite in the West, followed by the T-Wolves. Mavericks, Nuggets, Suns, Lakers in the sixth spot, but this is before they ever start.
Was this a Big Five question? Or I can't remember.
Let's get to it after traffic. Sorry, pal.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout option, visit spiroscuisine.com. Yes, sir?
Chris? There's an echo in here, Tony.
Did you say that?
About 3 minutes ago.
Ooh, well, I love Spiro.
This is when did you have him plot it down too so you didn't hear that? Because he definitely said it.
Oh, shots fired there.
No, I did not have him
plot it down.
Plot it down.
Oh, plot it, sorry.
I know, it's a radio term.
My promise was to get names of people right, not actual radio...
terminologies?
Radio lingo.
It's okay. Here we go, guys. Are you ready for the first question?
Number five.
The first question's going to be about the catcher position. What?
I'm laughing at myself.
Oh, okay. I know we're in 2024 mode, so don't say that when I ask the question, but I have to talk about the 2025 Padres right now because but I have to talk about the 2025 Padres right now. It's looking more and more like the Padres are going to look in another direction for the catcher position. With Campusano being sent down to AAA. Tony, is next year's starting catcher currently in the Padres organization?
Yes.
And who?
It could be Kyle. It could be Luis Campusano.
Okay, so let me explore this a little bit. Luis Campusano sent to AAA in September. That seems like a bad sign for me, if I'm
Why?
Luis.
I mean, listen... The objective in 2024 right now is to win a World Series. That's it. This isn't, at this point, it's not, develop. It's not It's not any of those other things other than best 26 to 28 right now because of the expanded rosters. We're trying to win a championship. And if a player is deemed not able to help with that as much as another player, then that means for 2024, they got to go in a different direction. That doesn't mean for 2025 that they won't shift their focus back. You see that all the time. Campy had a better year this year than he did last year. He got hurt, and he got more experience. Does it mean he's completely ready? Not necessarily. Does this mean his career is over as a Padre? No, doesn't mean that. It just means right now on, what's today? The 12th? Is it the 12th
yes,
today?
The 12th.
Yes, on September 12th, or whenever the day he went down, the Padres felt that in order for them to put their best foot forward in winning a title this year, he wasn't going to help. But it does not mean for 2025 that he or Kyle can't be the starting catcher.
Chris, is next year's starting catcher currently in the Padres organization?
Ditto, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Okay.
Move on. I'm more worried about this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And I really haven't thought a lot about next year yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I'm not that.
He's such a baseball guy.
Well, so many people are like, what's going to happen with Ha-Seong Kim? What's going to happen with Campusano? Who's going to be re-signed? Who's going to go leave in free agency? Who are they going to go get? There's like way more pressing matters right at this moment.
Right. And there's a lot of time to actually worry about that piece.
Sorry, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming all the people who, you know, keep tweeting this stuff out. I'm not interested right now. I'm interested in winning the game tomorrow night.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been wondering for a while now why he hasn't been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, despite the 6 Super Bowl wins, which is the most ever for any owner, 10 Super Bowl appearances, which is also the most ever for an owner, in addition to some other things like contract negotiations with TV and all that. But we may know why now. A small group of anti-Kraft voters apparently cannot look past one facet of Kraft's ownership tenure. Can you guys guess?
I can't wait to hear which facet.
Chris, can you
Deflategate,
guess?
Deflategate, maybe.
Okay. Tony, can you guess?
I hope it's not Deflategate, but I'm interested to hear what the real reason is.
I thought we were going to get some sort of massage parlor reference, but we did not. And it's not that. It's actually a scandal, but it's the cheating scandal of Spygate back in 2007.
Can I ask you guys a question? Like, shouldn't the other thing be the thing that pisses them off more than...
Yes, that's exactly what I thought, but that's not my question. We're going to move past that. Should the thing that he got that's caught so for illegally be the problem and not the Spygate? Yes, yes, but we're not going that direction.
Sorry, I digress.
A voter said, quote, "Some voters believe he was part of the biggest cheating scandal in NFL history. That's a very tough one to overcome," end quote. Chris, should Robert Kraft be in the Hall of Fame?
Apparently, well... they've kept him in. I was going to refer to OJ for a minute, but I digress. Here's the thing. It's not shocking to me. Gambling and cheating are the two things that worry, you know, the integrity of these leagues more than anything else. And Robert Kraft has been caught in a couple of these. Because, I mean, Deflategate, he oversaw whatever was going on there in some way, shape, or form, or helped cover it up. I think eventually he will get his spot in the Hall of Fame, but... I think he's going to have to fight for it a while.
All right, Tony, do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame, Robert Kraft?
Yes, I think he should. Chris is 100% right. And I was joking. I mean, I wasn't joking because it should be the other way around. Yeah, but in terms of the Football Hall of Fame, that should have really nothing to do with that. You know, and so, yes, these things would be something that I'm sure owners who feel that he was on the wrong side of that would have a hard time putting him in there. I can totally see that. But I do think he should be there. I mean, the Patriots organization, I mean, they couldn't cheat it every year. They were good for quite a long time there. So I think that and the amount of Super Bowls they won in that time frame, I mean, he's far ahead of Jerry when it comes to a lot of this stuff who he seemed to have a little bit of a problem with.
Oh, he had a problem with Jerry Jones getting in for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, his case in terms of Jerry Jones, I know Jerry Jones has the most popular team and his team is worth the most money. But in terms of what the product that has been on the field that he has overseen, Robert Kraft has a way better case to me than Jerry Jones. Way better.
Jerry Jones.
Number three.
Talk about honesty, though. You know, Jerry Jones, first person that comes to mind.
Yes.
He's clearly on the up and up.
You know, I heard he grew up and they called him Honest Jerry.
Yeah, right.
Every minute of every day. Even though it's not a certainty for the A's, the future home in Sacramento. Oh, sorry. Let me start this over. Even though it's not a certainty, the A's future home in Sacramento is going to be ready by next season. Major League Baseball said in a statement, it is a certainty the A's will be playing home games in Sacramento next season. Super agent Scott Boris brought concerns about the weather, saying the heat can reach triple digits in the summer, and games on artificial turf magnify the heat, and it's not safe or sustainable for players.
They Tony, made that turf now?
They're going to, or talking about it.
My
because
Lord.
There's going to be so much baseball being played on this field. They're going to need something that doesn't break down. You know how, like, we bring up problems like, oh, man, the pitch clock is going to be so annoying. We're all going to notice it. It turns out fine. Tony, are these problems going to actually be problems?
No, they're going to have other, but they're going to have a different problems. I don't think like pitch clocks, any of that stuff.
No, I know, but do you think the problems that we're presenting are going to be actual problems, or is it just us with fodder?
No, there's just going to be problems. This is a AAA stadium that's going to be asked to host Major League Baseball games. I don't know if people really understand like how big of a difference those two things are. Even your very, very best AAA stadium does not even begin to compete with your worst Major League stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like the different things that go on behind the scenes, the locker room space, the amenities in terms of tubs and, you know, some of the recovery. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that goes into it that I know for a fact, because I had talked to Mark Kotze when we played them earlier this year, and one of the things he was telling him was like he was on the players, the player representative for their team, to like, hey, make sure you're on the union, and the union's on Major League Baseball, that these things have to get done that they don't have right now. And so there's going to be things that they don't think of until it's probably too late, and they'll have to kind of readjust. And I'm sure they know all these things are coming, but inevitably something slides through the cracks. So I think, you know, the Padres go there, I believe, the second series of the year. So hopefully, it won't be in the triple digits hot. So we get lucky there. But they'll probably still be working out some kinks in terms of, like, game day activities and how it's going to all go. So, yeah, I fully expect that this isn't going to be as smooth. Now, listen, I think over the course of the season, they'll find the right rhythm, and it'll be fine. But I think initially it's going to be chaotic, is my guess.
Chris, are these problems going to be actual problems?
Yes, and I'll just go with what Joe Musgrove said when this was first kind of all revealed. He said he felt sorry for the players on the A's organization.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because they're going to have to do it every day. All season long.
That's right.
And they're not going to be in a big league facility, even though they deserve to be in a big league facility. There's a difference between the majors and the minors, but not for those guys. So I feel bad for them. Tony, I'll feel bad for him for 3 days. But
right.
The A's is going to be all year long. So,
all right.
Hey, this is like the real live Major League Baseball thing right here. Like, real live. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to have a
I don't know that we can, because we got Chris versus the fans, and we also have your pick'em. Let's move.
Just touch on these things real quick. What are they?
Okay, number two is Derek Shelton is going to be brought back by the Pirates.
Number two.
In 2025, he has a winning percentage in the five seasons, .415. He could be coming in last place for the third time under his watch. Chris, should the Pirates let him go?
Let the ownership go.
Okay. I like Shelton. I like the way he banters with these umpires that are crossing the line.
Last one is ESPN didn't release numbers for the Manning cast when they released the numbers for Monday Night Football.
Right?
It was the worst ever for the Manning cast. The 2024 season debut sank to an all-time low of 872,000 viewers, a 43% drop from week one in 2023. And they do say, though, that DirecTV and its audience not being able to watch might have a big deal, or it might,
I would think so.
Might have to do with this.
Yeah,
but
that direct. We were stuck wherever we were just at, Seattle. The hotel had DirecTV, so no ESPN channels the entire weekend. Yeah.
All right, terrible. Tony, is the bad start the product, meaning the Manning cast, or the lack of DirecTV viewers?
I think it's probably the lack of DirecTV viewers.
Product's the same, so I'm going to say viewers. I'm not a fan of the Manning cast, but I don't think that many people dropped off of it.
No, I don't think so either.
1 year.
I do think it's DirecTV.
All right, Chris versus the fans is next, 833-9.
What?
7264.
No. Hold on.
I don't know where I am.
833-288-0973 next.
That number, yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.